This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another weekly edition of Quick Hits. For those who are new to the show, Quick Hits are our updated points and miles and travel news that have happened within the last week. Typically, when I'm recording, the main content that comes out on Wednesdays, those are recorded weeks, sometimes over a month in advance. So I want to get you guys the most relevant information almost as soon as possible, essentially. So just got back from staying in the beautiful Hyatt Zilara Rose Hall down in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Fantastic resort. Posted a small picture and video of our suite in the Facebook group. Super excited. Taryn and I will have an episode to talk through that, the points, all the different things, the globalist benefits in a few weeks, but wanted to jump into this edition of our Quick Hits. So I have a few things to bring up for you guys today. First off, this is a new month. We're in the month of February now. And so we have updated our list of best offers currently available. That link will be in the show notes, as well as all the cards that it pertains to. Most notably up on there are the top two I have are the IHG One Rewards Premier card, because they're having that huge elevated offer for 170,000 IHG points. We talked about this in last week's Quick Hits about how valuable those can be and how underrated this card actually is. And lastly, the the City Strata Premier is also up there, as they are still having a limited time elevated offer to get City Thank You points, which, as I'm about to mention in a little bit, are another card value that you don't hear a lot about, but there's some valuable benefits there that you can't get in other places. In the world of Marriott, there's some news and some things floating around that they've been going through a devaluation, especially for some of their kind of top tier, what we would call your aspirational point redemptions. So for instance, the JW Marriott Masai Mara Lodge, which is in Kenya, which is you're basically surrounded by a safari pretty much. There's so many things that are included in your stay. This is a high-end, super aspirational redemption, not easy to get. But it previously was as low as 130,000 points per night and started elevating up a little bit more. Now we're starting to see it around 236,000 points per night, which just makes it super difficult to be able to get a redemption on, because you'd have to stack so many Marriott points in order to do that. Another one was the St. Regis Maldives. That one, again, previously around 120,000 points, has been creeping up. Now it's as high as about 198,000 points per night. So we're seeing some significant jumps, not in all Marriott properties, but in especially a lot of the ones that you would really see people kind of going all out on their Marriott points for these redemptions, being hit with these devaluations, meaning that the cost per night has gone up. And it's also making it a lot harder for Marriott members that get the free night certificates, because they have three levels. There's a 35,000 free night certificate, 50,000, and 85,000 point free night certificate. Well, there were a lot more properties that would fit within those ranges than there are now, which is making these certificates less and less valuable as the price, point price at least, of these properties go up. So we're going to keep monitoring and seeing what's going to happen in the Marriott Bonvoy world, but it seems to be that they just keep going backwards as far as from a point standpoint with the value of all of their points. If you're flying anytime soon, going through a Delta hub, or in general, we're planning to use a Delta lounge, remember that starting February 1st, Delta now has a cap on how many visits you're allowed to have for its Sky Club lounges to try to keep overcrowded down. So if you have the Amex Platinum cards, you're capped to 10 visits per calendar year. And the Delta Reserve business card, or Sky Miles Reserve business card, is capped at 15 visits per year. Now, one thing to point out, that visit is actually technically within a 24-hour period. So hypothetically, you could go to a lounge at your departure airport, go to your lounge on your layover, and go to the lounge at the airport you land in, all within a 24-hour period, and that still counts as one visit. And if it's a really quick trip and you were flying back home the same way, you could technically do that in reverse. So that's up to like six visits that you could do theoretically, and that only counts as one visit. So that's one thing to keep in mind. If you want to unlock basically unlimited visits, you'd have to spend $75,000 on purchases within a calendar year. And one thing to note, once you have used those visits, you're capped at a fee of $50 per year. Now, if you do have Delta as your airline of choice with like your Amex Platinum benefit, you could actually pay for yourself or pay for a guest with additional $200 credit that you get, because each charge would be, or for each person, it would be $50. So you could technically get up to, for by yourself, 14 visits with the Platinum card, or, you know, maybe up to 12 if you were to count yourself in a guest or something along those lines. I just want to throw in a reminder to, if you haven't already joined our weekly newsletter, we have started putting out weekly trip deals in that newsletter, as well as those deals typically get posted online before they go out in the newsletter as well. So that, and when I say online, they get posted online in our Facebook group and on our blog as well. And so our Facebook group is a great place for community to ask questions. You can tag me in a question and I will respond to it as soon as I can. But also, I want to bring as much value to you guys as possible, the listeners and people in our community. So if you are part of the Facebook group, you'll notice that I mentioned, well, as of this recording, that I was giving away some club access awards that expire this month in February. So for any members that are actually have a confirmed stay at a resort or hotel that have a club, they'll get to use a club access day, because I have some expiring this month that I'm not going to get a chance to use and don't really need with the globalist status. So again, want to be able to provide value to you guys. If you're not in the Facebook group already, hopefully that's an incentive for you guys to consider to join our Facebook group. And also, if you haven't taken advantage, we do have that free 30-minute consultation as well with our team. If you want to get some more in-depth questions answered around points and miles, you want to figure out a strategy for yourself and what cards will get you to what destination, you tell us your travel goals and basically we'll help you do the rest. There are a couple of transfer bonuses going on currently I wanted to bring up. So through February 17th, Chase is having its transfer bonus of 30% to Virgin Atlantic Flying Club. Not as great as the 40% one that just was here a few months ago, but if you do have an upcoming trip to the UK or even to Europe, Virgin can be a really great opportunity to do so. Or if you're looking to fly domestically on a Delta flight, you could find redemption where you actually use your Chase points, transfer them to Virgin, get that transfer bonus, and then use it for a domestic Delta flight. For example, a flight that could be 20,000 sky miles with Virgin would be 7,500 points, or Virgin Atlantic miles. But with this 30% transfer bonus, you'd only actually need 6,000 Chase points. So you went from 20,000 Delta sky miles to only 6,000 Chase points for a domestic flight on Delta. So take advantage of that. Again, don't transfer speculatively. One of the things, I think Virgin probably gets some of the most transfer bonuses between Chase and Amex of probably most airlines. And so it's going to come back around again at some point in the future. So never transfer speculatively unless you're just sitting on a bajillion points and you just know you're going to use them at some point. But wanted to throw that out there as well. Take advantage of that, because that's only going to be going on until February 17th. And the other one is going on until the end of the month, so February 28th. And this is Amex membership rewards points, 15% transfer bonus to Avianca Life Miles as well. So it could be a sweet spot, especially if you're looking to take a trip down to Colombia, to South America. Avianca is based out of Bogota. So anything down there, down south, could be a really great opportunity to use some of your points and get a little bit of a boost. And just the last couple things here, guys. One, right now, there is a 100% bonus to buy Hilton points until March 14th. Just like last month when I talked about why it could be valuable to buy IHG points, this is very similar. You can pretty much buy them at about half a cent per point. And so with that bonus, you could spend $2,400 to buy 240,000 points and get a bonus of 240,000 points. And so in total, walk away with 480,000 Hilton points. Why would you ever want to buy those points? Well, perhaps you don't want to transfer your Amex points, your hard-earned Amex points, although they transfer 1 to 2 to Hilton, or maybe you don't have enough and you want to top off some for a really great redemption. The other piece is that If you find the right property and the right redemption, you can get a steal by using points. So you can oftentimes find properties that might be $5,000, $8,000, $10,000 for their cash stay that you can end up booking on points that you bought, and you spend a lot less money for the points than you did for the cash stay. And the other component to that too is with Hilton, especially if you have status with them, which you can have status pretty easily with a lot of different credit cards, like the Amex Platinum gives you gold status automatically. If you have status with them, then you get their fifth night free benefit. So if you book five nights on points, you only have to pay four nights worth of points. You get that fifth night free, which could significantly bring down the value of your cost of points in total. And so again, that's just a really great way to not necessarily have free travel because you still have to buy the points in general, but you could significantly reduce your cost. I've seen as much as like 80 to 85% the cost of a stay just by using points over cash, even though you had to buy those points out of pocket. And the last one that kind of came out of the blue here, no pun intended, was actually that you can now use your JetBlue points to book TAP or TAP Portugal. And so what's really nice about that is you actually can now find some redemptions like 13,000 in economy or 59,000 business class from like Boston or San Francisco to Lisbon in Portugal. So we're finding that there's definitely really great redemptions and availability around. But what's interesting, and this goes back to my earlier point, there's really only a couple of good cards to transfer to JetBlue to. So one is pretty much all the Chase cards transfer one-to-one. So whether it's the Sapphire Reserve, Sapphire Preferred, Business Preferred, those all transfer one-to-one. But then the Citi Strata Premier card also transfers one-to-one to JetBlue. The reason why I point those two cards out, all the Chase ones and the Citi Strata, is because pretty much everything else is a lot worse. So all the Amex cards are pretty much a 5-to-4 ratio. So for every 5 points you transfer to JetBlue, 4 will turn into JetBlue miles. And then like IHG and Marriott have them as well, but it's like 6-to-1 or something ridiculously terrible. So I would not even worth mentioning those. So a little bit of a different redemption there. If you're trying to get to Portugal, doing a transfer from Chase or Citi into JetBlue to now be able to book TAP Portugal. And that's for seats as low as 13,000 in economy, 59,000 in business class. One of the things that I was hearing about is that when you do go to look for these redemptions, sometimes it will only show you the 13K economy or only the 59K for business class. It doesn't necessarily show you both. So you might have to go in there and play around with that a little bit. So guys, that's everything. Those are pretty much the most of the highlights for this week from a points and miles standpoint. Hope you all have had a fantastic week, and we will catch you in the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.